This recording is from Christ Kingdom Church in Avalon Park, Orlando. Visit us online at christkingdom.org for our calendar, driving directions, and more audio recordings.
Good morning. You guys seem a little more chipper than normal, perhaps because, you know, you have a day off tomorrow. At least hopefully most of you do, whether you're a student or employed somewhere. How many are you off tomorrow? Raise your hand. Yeah, the majority. The rest of you, that's what are looking like, yeah. You know, easy for you guys to say. Well, we have looked at this whole idea since Easter about what does the resurrection mean in very practical areas of life. Resurrection means that you have to have several things to be true for there to be a resurrection. One, something must be dead. And then secondly, it must come back to life. What God is telling us and what God is teaching us, that just like Christ died for sins, rose again from the dead, he did so because there's part of us. There's a sinful nature that must die. And there's a new nature that must be resurrected in this place. We've talked about that in relation to marriage. We've talked about that in relation to parenting. We've talked about that in relation to your physical health. We talked about it in relation to your finances. Last week, we talked about it in relation to work. And this week, and I even heard some people say, I can't wait till next week from last week. How does it affect and how does it have an impact on your idea and understanding of rest? Of rest. Now, I want you to raise your hand, all those who think this morning that you do a pretty good job and say, for the most part, you have a good balance and you are a pretty rested person. Raise your hand if you would have put yourself in that category. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but it's a good thing that you have a good balance of rest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, 8 out of whatever number we have here. Okay, so a small percentage, maybe 10% or less of you here would say you've got a good balance of rest in your life. So the rest of us here ought to be thinking, all right, well, there's something here maybe I need to learn and apply. And I want to bet even of those 10%, perhaps similar to work, your viewpoint and your understanding of rest has been distorted. And it's not clearly what God tells us rest is for and what it's designed for and how we're supposed to experience it. So I want to answer two questions this morning. One, I want to answer why. Why is God concerned about rest? And two, how does he prescribe for us to walk and to be obedient to living in a lifestyle of rest? The why and the how. I know there's 3 points on your insert if you're following along on the sermon guide inside your bulletin, but I had to cut it down to 2. There's so much to say on this topic, and this is probably something I need to make into a sermon series down the road. But for now, we're just going to hit on the highlights here this morning. But as we do that, I want to ask you to think about rest. You know, rest and work are very interrelated. And last week I talked about how, you know, work is such a thing that in this country we have a warped and distorted view over. But I think rest also goes right along with that. Now, all of you can probably think of why rest is important. But let me give you some of the top reasons why rest or relaxation is absolutely essential and important to you. And this probably will not surprise anybody. But, you know, it gives the heart a rest by slowing down your heart rate. If you think about it, your heart is one of those muscles and organisms that cannot stop ever. But when you're resting, it gets a chance to rest itself. It reduces your blood pressure, which is important. It slows the rate of breathing, which reduces your need for oxygen at that time. It increases blood flow to the muscles when you're resting. It decreases muscle tension. It gives you more energy. It enhances your immunity system. How many of you have really pushed it sometime and all of a sudden realize, oh, I got sick or I got a cold? Anybody? Well, there is a connection. It increases your ability to concentrate. Kids, that's why parents put you to bed maybe earlier than normal on a school night. It gives you better problem-solving abilities. It creates greater efficiency. It provides for smoother emotions, less anger, less crying, less anxiety, less frustration, even less headaches and less pain. All these things have been clinically proven to be connected and directly served and benefited by rest and by relaxation. And probably none of you are surprised by that here this morning. But I want to propose to you, too, that God has created the universe and created you specifically in your DNA that you have been hotwired. You've been wired in advance to need rest and to need it in ways maybe even more and deeper than you even have imagined at first glance here this morning. Well, let me read right now from Genesis 2. our primary text for this morning, Genesis 2, 1 through 3. It's there printed in your bulletin. Listen to what God's word says in the very beginning, this first concept of rest. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. That's God's holy and inspired word. Well, the first thing I want you to think about this morning is this. Rest is preparation for work. We talked about how important work was last week. And rest, next slide. Rest is preparation for work.